Hey guys, welcome to Day by Day Expressions, where we have on the show this month Drew and Daisy Klein, where we are talking about artistry and taking truth and beauty and goodness into this world of singing and songwriting. Many of you guys know Drew Klein. You know his history as a songwriter, as a singer. And now we are discovering that, at least us publicly are discovering that, Daisy has this same love and passion for music and for songwriting. And so, Daisy, I want to kind of turn the conversation to you on this particular episode and just kind of ask the question, how do those concepts of truth and beauty and goodness, how do they influence how you write and how you play music, okay? So let me just kind of, let me ask it this way. How many songs have you written? Do you have any idea? Do you just have like journals and journals of lyrics or what?
It's in notebooks. It's in my notes app especially. Yeah. I don't know if I could put a number to it right now. Yeah. Maybe like 15 or 16 or 17 okay. That I like would consider like actual fully maybe written
Completed
songs, you
songs.
Know? Yeah, but I have a bunch of ideas that just sit on the shelf, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah. Okay, so how does that idea of truth, beauty, and goodness make its way into what you do?
Yeah, so I've been told by my friends at school too, just like the way I write, they say, is just very, I try to connect to the listener.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of one of my main things that I, you know, try to keep in line whenever I'm writing anything. Just, you know, because that's like ultimately the goal is to connect to the listener,
right,
to make them feel something.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to stay truthful to myself especially, but also, you know, general enough that it can connect to the audience. And,
yeah,
you know, the beauty, I guess, comes from them resonating with that and being able to relate or say, oh, I've felt that before.
Yeah.
Kind of,
yeah,
you know.
So where do you draw inspiration from?
Personal experience is a big one.
Yeah.
The songs are easiest to write when I've, you know, gone through something and it just, you know, pours out of you, honestly.
Right.
But other inspo can, you know, come from wanting, like, to try something else. Like, oh, maybe I've written a few too many sad songs. Maybe I want to try to write something more inspiring or
right,
uplifting. You
yeah,
know what I mean? So it can really come from multiple places.
Drew, thinking back to whenever, are you still writing songs? Or you, I mean, I don't even know. Is it kind of like where you've,
yeah,
just got ideas
it's
on
funny,
the shelf?
It's funny you ask that because we just went on vacation and the notes are the, we got an app, you know, that you can record little ideas.
Yeah.
Have about 70 song starts and those go from the last 10 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, I've written a bunch, but there's about 70 starts in my phone that at some point maybe I'll get around to.
Yeah,
that.
I've got,
yeah,
about 70 book starts.
Yeah, right. I've got a few of those, too. But,
yeah,
it's something I think you'll always do. I find in moments where I am really struggling, like at my base level of my identity in Jesus,
mm-hmm,
that's where I go.
Yeah.
That's where I begin to communicate what I'm learning, what I'm feeling, how I'm,
yeah,
hurting,
yeah,
what I feel like God's saying or wants to say, as Daisy said, to other people. That's when I'm starting to feel that place. If I'm too busy, I don't get there. It's like a Sabbath. You have to make time to connect with the Lord, be still,
yeah,
and know He is God.
Yeah.
It's the same way. If you don't stop and allow these feelings, as we were talking about on the last episode, to turn into something of inspiration, not only for your own, most of all for me, it's me.
Yeah,
it's what God is teaching me, what I've learned, something about His glorious goodness, or my own pain that He's healed or healing, or questions.
Yeah,
it has to come from an authentic place of what you're processing, where you're learning.
Yeah, yeah,
and I do it a little bit still.
Yeah, well, like you said, I imagine that will never go away.
Probably
just
not,
because it's in the DNA of who you,
yeah,
are, and having to give expression to these different things. Daisy, not only songwriting, but from what I've seen, you're a pretty spectacular guitar player. Do you play do you play any other instruments?
Ukulele. I try to play piano sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm not as, you know,
yeah,
as good as, you know, I try to be at guitar, but yeah, that's kind of about it. I,
yeah,
like to do some programming stuff on, you know, GarageBand every now and then.
Okay.
So that's kind of about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a skill in itself, you know, being able to play an instrument, and that is a gift from the Lord. Even the struggle and the endurance to learn it and to get better is a gift from the Lord, and it's a learning process. You learn about yourself in this whole thing. So I guess, you know, the question for you is, do you see, and how is it an expression of the glory of God in you being able to play the guitar, and or learning, you know, striving for excellence in something like that? Do you see that as, this is a gift from the Lord that I am to nurture as well?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. Like, I try to stay very humble about the gifts that God has given me, because mm-hmm. I know it's not of my power, it's of His, you know? So I definitely try to exercise that, though, and just, you know, not take it for granted.
Yeah.
And, you know,
because not everybody gets it. Like, I look at guys like you, and I go, man, you know, but I'm not willing to put in the work for it either. So
you put in the work in other things.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's incredible. We're going to continue this conversation with you, Daisy, and with you, Drew, just about music, lyrics, God's beauty in all of it as we continue this conversation, all right? Until next time on Day by Day Expressions.